Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalja. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
What's the latest at Recyclico?
Well, as some of you may know, I'd like to start off by reminding everyone that our AGM will be held in person on October 31st at our office in Surrey, BC. For those of you who haven't already voted your shares, the cutoff for the proxy is at 11 a.m. Pacific time this Friday, October 27th. If you're having trouble voting your shares or don't know where to do that, then please call our office at 778-574-4444 or email investorservices@recyclico.com. Please have your name, address, and your broker's name and address and email prepared. Teresa Pjorn will be able to help you right away with this and then and get those shares in. So that's really, you know, coming up next week. And also kind of why we wanted to do the podcast a little earlier. So some don't miss that cutoff. In regards to, you know, kind of what's the latest in the industry, what's been happening, you know, I think this week there was a lot of news that came out. And we got a lot of messages about it. And, you know, I want to be also, you know, I also want to be respectful in kind of what it said, but I understand that, you know, there's going to be complexities of giving public comments on other battery recyclers. And because after all, you know, all of our goals are to make positive change to the environment and to close the loop on battery materials. However, I think it's also important to highlight the greater impacts on the battery recycling industry and recognize the differences so it doesn't bring about doubt in others. So this week, a battery recycling peer of ours decided to pause construction of their processing facility in North America. And this is a hydrometallurgical plant for converting black mass into intermediate commodities such as nickel sulfate and cobalt sulfate. And the plant was expected to cost, you know, over $500 million U.S., but with the rising costs, their board decided to pause construction work. This is obviously a major setback because to date, they've been operating multiple battery shredding facilities, which produce black mass, but their strategy was to have a central facility that refines the black mass. Now, in the past, I know we've attended a lot of the same events early in our development, you know, and we're sometimes the only recyclers in a room at some of these events at that time. But, you know, they were also one of the first to demonstrate their standalone battery recycling business model. And since then, we have seen the same business model play out with a number of other recyclers around the world, and with hundreds of millions of dollars going into these major projects. However, we don't believe that, you know, a different company name with the same business model will make things easier. And we want to make it very clear that our business model and technology is different. So all recyclers kind of aren't lumped into this same category. As one listener wrote to me, he said, quote, "You have been stating for quite some time that building out a large-scale recycling plant was not a smart option," end quote. And we still believe this, and I want to reiterate how we are different. And first, you know, early on, we recognized a few key points. One was that sourcing a consistent supply of battery materials would be the biggest risk in the industry. Two, the biggest source of battery waste would originate from battery and electric vehicle manufacturers. Three, the knowledge gap in the industry is how to efficiently refine black mass into higher value battery ready materials. And four, battery materials are critical materials. And with an increasing gap between supply and demand, it's important for battery and electric vehicle manufacturers to have control of their own supply chain. Given all this, Recyclico has focused on developing a moat around this advanced hydrometallurgical battery recycling process, which is focused on upcycling black mass into battery-grade precursor cathode material and lithium chemicals. Now, these products have also been tested in new battery cells, demonstrating the fully closed loop. Therefore, our process can enables us to modularly scale a CapEx-light JV model with multiple strategic partners who aim to vertically integrate their battery supply chain. So what I mean by this is by adopting our technology in-house with strategics such as battery manufacturers and EV manufacturers, we can solve the knowledge gap on technology, and we can also have the material completely circular within one battery plant and have that whole ecosystem from manufacturing to recycling all in kind of one general area. And I think I've always said it just as like a final comment, technology is not developed and scaled overnight, and what may be perceived as slow progress can turn out to be better than taking multiple steps forward and then one major leap backwards. I know a lot of questions were coming in on this, so I thought I would address it along with the upcoming AGM. And any questions, I know I get a lot of questions sometimes from other listeners as well. Please understand that I can't answer all of those out of confidentiality of some material. If there's something that I can announce publicly or share, we'll share publicly. But some of these questions that do come in cannot be answered or have also been answered before in the past through our podcast and various press releases. So that's all I have today, Jim.
Zarco, for people new to Recycle.co, can you tell us about the company?
Recycle.co is a battery materials company focused on recycling and upcycling waste lithium-ion battery materials and producing battery-ready products that can be directly integrated back into new lithium-ion battery manufacturing, and essentially enabling a closed-loop circular economy. And for those of you who want to know more, you could visit us at our website, www.recycleco.com. We also are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recycle.co. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on October 25th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.